Most high school sophomores haven't really thought much about what they'll do post-prep. But a local boy knows exactly where he's going and why. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Sports and Commentary on WWIB and WIB.com. I'm Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give any time or learn more at WWIB.com. Eau Claire Memorial's Vince Trapani accepted a baseball scholarship with the University of Arkansas to play ball for the reigning national runner-up. Last year as a freshman, the 6'1 Trapani was 3-0 with a 1.12 ERA, earned run average, 1.12 ERA, and 36 strikeouts in just 25 innings for the Old Aves. And he's back with me on the show today. So just a sophomore, how will the remaining years of high school for events be different now that this choice is made? You're going to play for the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yeah, I think for me, just getting the process, knowing that I'm going to the place that I want to be. I know Arkansas is the place I want to be, and now kind of setting my sights on the future, and you know that goal's there. It's already put in place, and now it's really the work that I'm gonna have to put in to get there and succeed and do what I want to do and kind of reach my ultimate goal. So now everything is really in place, and it's just what I'm gonna need to do to get there.
All right, you got the tools. You got an 88 mile per hour fastball. But what parts of your game do you think you need to refine to pitch at that level?
For me, I want to throw harder, of course, as most people do. Kind of get the velo up still and keep working on that. And also, I'm going to try to implement some more off-speed pitches, like a changeup. And I've been working a lot more on my curveball, too. So just kind of working on pitch design and getting pitches to move the way I want, where I want them to be. So just kind of fine-tuning things like that and getting stronger and staying healthy is really, really the key.
Mm-hmm. So what's your go-to pitch?
I got to say the fastball. You got to trust the fastball. I believe I can throw whenever I want in any count, any time. So that's my go-to pitch.
Yeah, you got a good one. You already have a perfect game on your resume. Last year as a freshman at Eau Claire Memorial, you threw a one-hit perfect game, a one-hit perfect game. How did that work out?
Yeah, that was a crazy game, you know. Getting into the sixth inning, I was kind of, you know, you're not really thinking about it. I look back now, and I wasn't really thinking about that I had a perfect game going or anything like that. I was really kind of zoned in and just was feeling it and got out there in the final inning and gave up. It was a base hit, got in the left field gap, and center fielder got it, and the runner actually got out at third. So I ended up facing the minimum 21 batters, but technically not a perfect game, but definitely a cool experience and really awesome time I got to spend with my teammates, and definitely backed me up and made some plays to help me get there to start, but it was really cool.
Yeah, that's cool. That's interesting. So Arkansas finished national runner-up last year after losing to Oregon State in the College World Series final in Omaha. Did you watch the series last year?
Yeah, I did for sure. I was actually at a baseball tournament in Nashville, Tennessee. I was watching it in our hotel room, and it was really cool to see. Obviously, they weren't out recruiting yet at that time. They were still playing. But a couple weeks later, Coach Wes Johnson from Arkansas saw me at a baseball tournament. That's where everything kind of kicked off, talking to Arkansas. So getting to see them, you know, where you want to be in Omaha, and then talking to him a couple weeks later was an unreal experience for me.
Well, that'd be a thrill for you to play in the College World Series in Omaha, but you could do that with a fine program like Arkansas. All right, Vince, let's have you share some thoughts about your faith in Jesus Christ and why this is going to be a priority for you as you head to Fayetteville, Arkansas to play for the Diamond Hogs.
Yeah, for sure. I've grown up really and been really involved with my faith because my grandpa's actually was a pastor and my uncle is currently a pastor, so that always helps. But I've really grown recently to the point where faith is something that I want to be a part of, not just because my family's involved with it or I'm forced to go or anything like that. It's been something that I've kind of grown into and taken to be a part of my own relationship with God, and, you know, that's been huge for me, especially playing in big games this summer. You know, preparing, there's only so much you can do on your own, and just trusting in God that everything's going to go the way He plans, and just doing everything I can and leaving the rest up to Him. It's been really big for me. So my relationship with Him was huge through baseball, not only baseball, but my life with my family and everything.
Great. Well, you have a Twitter account. I noticed in looking at that, you have a verse, Bible verse, posted up there at Joshua 1:9. What is that verse, and why is it so significant for you in your walk with the Lord?
Yeah, that verse is really, I put that on there. Just it talks about how God's always with you, and He's always kind of your guiding force, and, you know, you can lean on Him when you're not strong, when you're weak, and you need help. So you're not always on your own. God's always there, and He's always there for you. There's only so much you can do, and, you know, when you need to look to someone, God's always there. So that's huge for me. Even if, you know, you do bad in baseball, you struggle, have a bad game, you know, there's a lot more to it than just that game. There's a lot more, and God's always there.
Yes, He is. He's there at Memorial with you right now, and we'll be there every step of the way at University of Arkansas. Well, our guest, Vince Trapani, the sophomore with the Abes, and signed a scholarship with the Arkansas Razorbacks to play ball there in a few years. And thanks for coming back today. I appreciate it. God bless you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.